Every Wednesday, we talk with Dr. Adler, or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift, about various health concerns. Today, we're going to be talking about something you may not be very familiar with, and that's high calcium levels, something I'm certainly not very aware of. Good morning, Dr. Vandegrift.
Good morning.
Now, I was right before we went on the air, I said, well, I've never heard in my life heard of somebody walking into a doctor's office and say, hey, I feel like my calcium levels are high. This is something, one of those things where they come in and complain about various symptoms and you eventually trace it back. What are some of the symptoms that you see that people, how does this manifest itself in our body if we have too much calcium, I guess I should ask?
Well, and then one of the things that we've talked in the past about supplements, and sometimes too much can be a bad thing, and something we'll get to in a minute, it would be taking too much of vitamin D. But some of the common symptoms is across the board. And so we have a mnemonic in medicine that says stones, bones, groans, thrones, and psychic overtones. What that means is stones would be kidney stones. So if you're having frequent kidney stones, then you need to have your calcium level checked. If you're having bone pain, if you're having abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and just sort of general malaise like that, the thrones is the frequent urination, having to go to the bathroom a lot, that can result in dehydration. And psychic overtones is just the general for depression, anxiety, fatigue, all of those sort of vague symptoms are thrown in there. And so that's why a lot of times when you come in with not a specific problem, the doctor might say, hey, we need to do some blood work and find out if there's anything else going on. And with a complete metabolic panel, a chemistry panel, it will check not only your kidney and liver tests and sugars, but it also includes a calcium level to see if it might be high.
Now, you did say before we went on the air, this isn't terribly common, but with folks, especially now with the media onslaught for supplements, and that includes vitamin supplements, taking vitamins, I'm just learning about a thing called vitamin D toxicity. Now, I've always known you can overdo it. I've heard the doctors, especially during the show, mention that during years past, but I haven't heard specifically something like this. What kind of amazes me about this is it seems like it'd be pretty easy to raise your calcium levels not knowing it, and then you've got that wide array of physical and mental symptoms that might result from it. It sounds a little alarming. I'm just glad it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, that's correct. And vitamin D is one of those fat-soluble vitamins, and so you can get toxicity in that. We do recommend vitamin D for people who have low vitamin D levels, but your doctor would be monitoring those levels, and if it gets too high, then we would decrease the vitamin D or stop it. But for people that are just taking vitamins over the counter on their own and not getting any medical tests done, then that is a possibility.
That is a good point, folks. If you're taking those supplements, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have these tests done, because the good news about this is you can simply find out if you do have this toxicity with a high level, I should say, of calcium with the blood test. But now we got to do something about it. And it's I guess it's kind of tricky, because I've grown up all my life saying, hey, you need milk, you need calcium for your bones. And especially as you get older, I can see folks saying, hey, I really need to take care of my bones. I don't want osteoporosis or any of this other stuff, and maybe overdo it, and it could cause these problems. So after the blood test, I'm assuming it's probably just a thing. Let's get our supplements, our levels back in gear. Or is it in some cases so serious that you actually do have to take some treatments first?
Yeah, if it's very high, and what the guidelines say, I think if it's over 14, and the normal goes up to around 10. See, our lab goes to 10.3. So 8 to 10 is the normal range. So if you're above that normal range, and if it's really high, then you can get cardiac problems, you can get heart arrhythmias, you might see changes on their EKG. And if it's very high, then sometimes they need to be admitted, they need diuretics, sometimes other medications to bring those levels down.
Yeah, just like the intravenous fluids just to kind of flush out the system, is that what you're talking about?
Right. Hydration to force the diuresis of that calcium so they can excrete it through the urine.
Well, I'm glad it doesn't happen very often, but I'm glad we're talking about it, because I'm completely unaware of this, which is, of course, why we do this show. And with that wide range of symptoms, folks, if you're going to your doctor and you're like, I've got this thing, and your doctor's starting to wonder, you might just want to say, hey, I heard this thing on the radio. Maybe we should do this test for high calcium. You may not be aware at all that you've got a high calcium level, and it's easy enough to find out, and then the treatment pretty easy to take on from there. But if you don't have a healthcare provider to talk to, you can always call South Strand Internist in Surfside Beach or Strand Urgent Care in Myrtle Beach or right near the Intercoastal Waterway on International Drive. Their phone number, 843-945-3030. That's 945-3030.